almost at the start of summer, so this episode is a light one. We had a lot of fun recording it. But it does include spoilers to the show Crash Landing on You. So if you hadn't watched it yet, like I hadn't, and you don't like being spoiled, you can find the show on your favorite streaming platforms. And then come back to Backstory and listen to the episode. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Backstory Podcast. I'm Kelly Loy.
And I'm Aram Collier.
Today, we have a special episode for you. I've been talking to Aram about Korean dramas for, I think, over a year now. And tonight, he gets to watch, or I get the excuse to make him watch, one of the most popular Korean dramas of 2020. So Aram, can you share a bit more what we're doing today?
Yeah, so the idea is definitely an homage to a very great podcast called Too Long Didn't Watch, where they take, they have celebrities review a very popular TV show. You know, there's so much peak TV right now, you've probably missed a show. And so what people do is, it's with a Rolling Stone magazine TV critic, and they take the celebrities. The celebrities watch the pilot episode and the last episode, and they kind of discuss the trajectory of the show, make some guesses, their impressions about it. So, and it's a good time. So, I'm looking forward to this. You know, I don't watch Korean dramas, and it's not because I have anything against them. Actually, I know that I like them, and that's probably why I don't watch them. I think I try to avoid things that encourage addictive behavior. So, and I know this firsthand because I think the last full series that I watched was called Spring Waltz, which was like from like 2008 or something, which is like, I mean, that's basically a different era of Korean dramas, but still, I think I still think that, you know, some of the qualities that make it, you know, attractive to people for to watch as well as attractive people to watch, that's why I was like super addicted to that show. You know, we would watch it at night, and like we bought the DVD set from Pacific Mall. We'd watch it at night and be like, oh, how much longer? We can do one more episode. And then you wake up and then you're like watching an episode before work and then like showing up to work late. It's like, so this is not good behavior, right? So, and then the other thing is that the episodes are quite long. I mean, number one, so much respect to them for making hour and a half long episodes. Like that's like shooting a movie. So I just don't really want to get into it. But
here we are.
But here we are.
So at this point, Aram's already watched the first episode.
Yes.
Maybe briefly try to summarize what the drama is, and then I guess I'll go into quizzing you.
Okay. All right. This is what I can gather from the first episode. And I have to say, like, I'm super impressed, again, that this first episode is packed. It's like has everything in it. All kinds of things happen. Here, I'm going to try a synopsis. Okay. So the main character is Yoon Se-ri. She is a high-profile entrepreneur who is estranged from her ultra-rich family and gets offered to take over the company despite the protests of her brothers and sisters-in-law who are trying their hardest to grab power of the company, but they failed miserably. She decides to take over the company, but tomorrow, because first, in the first episode, she has to demo her new clothing line by at a paragliding event, where she, in an allusion to Wizard of Oz, gets wrapped up in a tornado, and blown into the DMZ, where she meets North Korean super soldier hottie, Captain Ri, played by Hyun Bin, and who is there? He is patrolling the DMZ on his last day. So it's like, of all the things that could have gone wrong, this is one of them. And then, so that I think that's the main thrust of it, and that's the rom-com core of it. But there's definitely like gonna be a lot of intrigue from the brothers and their resentment and them trying to like get the company back. They hinted at some mother-daughter drama, like you never loved me kind of thing. There is some guy in China who is a con man who ripped off one of the brothers. And then, so he's going to come into this. I don't know his name. Let's see. Said he makes it through the DMZ and avoids landmines, and she makes her way into a village. But we have not met the villagers yet, but I'm pretty sure they're going to teach her about life. And Captain Ri has an antagonist, Commander Cho, who is a bad dude, very corrupt, clearly. And but Captain Ri's crew is very dedicated, and they all are gonna try to help Seti because, or else they're all gonna like suffer some kind of horrible consequences, as one I guess would assume. And so I'm expecting some crew hijinks from them, and especially Sergeant Pyo. And I don't know.
Wow, that was really well done, and that was great. You captured that one almost an hour. I mean, 70-minute long episode, and I think 2 minutes.
I mean, they have a theme song, right? And it's kind of like parallel lives kind of thing happening visually. So it's like, okay, so they're gonna learn about life. There's this like alternate universe kind of thing happening, and then at the end of the episode they give you like kind of like this interesting like replay, and then also a teaser too. So it like I'm already hooked. Like, it was actually quite fun to watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad you actually stuck through and you watched that replay. That's pretty common in a lot of Korean dramas. At the end, after they do, they show you a few like stills, some highlights from the episode. They usually do this replay where it's you get to see a different perspective on a scene. And in this one, you get that extended beginning part from Captain Ri's perspective when he first sees Seri. So
yeah, that was so interesting. So I mean, before that, it's pretty like, I guess, like objective, like showing different scenes mm-hmm. of all the different characters, which we didn't actually list, but you know, it seems like it's mostly Seti's story, but then it makes you think with that scene, it's like, oh, maybe they're gonna center it on him in some episodes too, I guess. I don't, yeah, that perspective. Yeah, I mean, in a way, like I was kind of a little bit bummed that we're skipping to the end. But at the same time, like seeing that there's like 16 episodes and they're all an hour and a half, like I don't have the time. I don't have the stamina for that. So,
yeah, and this finale is, I believe, just over 2 hours. So,
okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you're in for a ride. So I do have some questions. As we prime ourselves for the finale, I am curious about your knowledge of Korean dramas, like whatever knowledge you might have. We do get to see that first meet between our main characters in the first episode. And, you know, I'm kind of curious what your projection is for our pair. what might they encounter? I know that's like very broad, but I think that's like,
I mean, judging from the kind of meet cute moment, you know, he is super bound to his duty and by the book. She's a bit of a wild card, very independent. And I mean, it's such a rom-com moment. So they're going to learn from each other and meet in the middle somehow.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, even myself rewatching, I was like, for example, yeah, Captain Rhee, he has such a goofy character when he's with her. He really feels different. But anyways, I guess a big part of this film is, will Sari ever get back home? Do you think she will get back home?
She's definitely going to get back home. Absolutely. I totally believe that's going to happen. I don't know how, but definitely Captain Rhee and the crew, it's in their own interest to make it happen as well.
When do you think it might happen in this 16 episode?
I'm going to say about like halfway. How many episodes are 16?
Yeah, 16.
So I would say like episode nine. She's gonna get back, because like there's gonna be so much happening with the company and all that kind of stuff with her brothers, and then this dude in China who seems like they were implying that they're like, where can we go that has no cell phones and no internet? It's like, okay, well they're clearly gonna go to North Korea. So maybe that's a way that she gets back through the con man guy. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the Commander Cho is gonna be like on their ass. Mm-hmm. Like he's a bad dude.
Yeah.
Like he killed those treasure hunters that he commissioned.
Yeah. The grave robbers. On that, it's very common that in Korean dramas, there is the love triangle. And I think I've talked to you before about second lead syndrome, where, you know, which is where you might find yourself feeling that the second lead is more deserving to be, you know, the love interest of our main character.
Have we met the second one in the first episode?
This is what I'm saying. Do you think that there is a second lead? And if so,
I'm going to say it's the con man. I'm going to say it's the con man because he's pretty good looking. Like he had like a fancy suit on. So, yeah, that's what I, and then I see like a pathway to her getting back, maybe through him, and then it's like she has something that she can help him with, and it's tricky. Mm. Yeah, unless there's some like handsome villager that we haven't met yet. But
okay, now moving to the family drama though.
Yes.
The first episode really sets it up well. She's clearly, you know, her family just seem like all of them seem like horrible people, to say the least. Do you have any predictions on whether there will be any, like, is there any hope for her to, for her family and her to maybe still be some kind of family, or do you think that it's a lost cause? Maybe to the mother.
I think they will resolve something. It'll be like, when you were gone, I realized how much I loved you. Like the mom will think that, like, when we thought you were dead, then I realized I had regrets or something like that. And your father saw the right things in you or something like that. And then they're going to have to explain how she became estranged, how Seti became estranged from her family, which was not explained. She just is. And yeah, is she going to have those shoulder pads throughout when she get throughout the series? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, those are that powerful,
intense shoulder pads.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to just ask, like, from, I feel like this first episode, even though there's so much going on, it's because it's just like introducing so many things, like so many characters, so many landscapes, what you can expect for the rest of the show. So I was kind of curious, do you have like maybe in a character that you are, you know, keeping an eye out for and hoping that?
I mean, there was just like a scene, I think the Sergeant Pyo is going to be a factor into this, at least as comic relief. And maybe Seti's assistant, her main assistant, Mr. Hong, I think, the kind of like jolly faced assistant, he might come back in some way. And then also the sisters-in-law, like her brother's wives, especially like there's that scene with where she's at a prayer group and like trying to get sympathy. I thought that was hilarious. So I would like to see more of that kind of like those little detail twists, you know, that are just kind of funny, you know, that give character to these different, you know, different figures. But yeah, I mean, it's totally like, it was so packed and you just kind of getting just a tiny, tiny bit from these. Oh, and then I'm sure some of the like baby faced members of Captain Ri's crew are going to come in for like a bit of melodrama, I think. Mm-hmm. Like there's the guy who's reading a letter from his mom who he hadn't seen in 10 years and he was crying. And so like that'll come in somehow. It's hard to get. I think this happens on a lot of pilot episodes. Basically, is you know they're just trying to introduce so much that you don't have a groove yet. You don't even get a sense of how this show is even going to be presented in a lot of ways. And then, like, I'm just sure there's going to be villagers who factor into this too, that we haven't met yet. That will probably be like interesting or funny or something like that.
Can you predict a plot one plot twist in it's a very big question, but yeah, maybe one plot twist and one cliche. Let's do that.
A wedding?
wait, is that your plot twist or is that your cliche?
The cliche. A wedding. Well, see, the dad. Wait, did that dad come back from prison or from a hospital? Because if he came back from prison, then prison. Somebody's going to the hospital. Okay, somebody's going to go to the hospital and they're going to fear for their lives. And I don't know if it's specific, but you know, I'm curious to see, like, this definitely had like the lighter tone to it. It's not like a totally weepy drama, but I'm sure that we're gonna get to that, because like I tell two stories about like the kind of like, I guess, almost cliche of Korean dramas is that, you know, you're gonna cry a little bit, right? Is that a few years ago, my son was asking, he said, Dad, do adults cry? I'm like, of course they do. You haven't seen mommy and daddy cry? He's like, no. It's like, have you seen other adults cry? It's like, yeah, but only like when Hamini watches Korean dramas. And then,
so good.
And then Yuna will do a Korean drama imitation. She just says, way good.
Oh my God, that's great.
So that we didn't get that in this first episode, but that's gotta be in here, whether it's the soldiers, the villagers, the mother daughter, the wedding, the hospital.
Wedding between who?
It's gonna be Seti and the con man. I don't know. I don't know. And it'll be like a sham wedding. I don't know. There's like 16 episodes and they're an hour and a half each. Like, this show can literally go in any direction. I'm curious if there's ever going to be more paragliding, because is it going to be more crash landing on you, or is it just crash landing on you the one time we saw it?
Mm. We'll just have to see. I think that's our cue for the finale now. I think we're ready. I think we are primed.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Let's do this.
Like, Aram, do you have your tissues yet?
I don't have any context, so it's like it's hard to tell if it's earned or not, you know. I mean, you know, even though these episodes are super long, like the length of a movie, they definitely milk things a lot more than like a 2-hour movie would, you know. So.
Oh yeah,
gotta get that music cue. Gotta get that needle drop in there, right?
Yeah. All angles, slow mo.
Yeah. Oh no, he's already past the line.
Oh. Okay, but also, how is everyone else not crying? What? Listening to this.
Guns drawn, tears in their eyes.
Yeah, tears in their eyes. Alright. An hour and 18 minutes ago.
It still ain't over.
Yeah, it's still jam-packed.
Okay. Oh, kidnapping, of course. How could I not have seen that?
Seen that?
Damn. So obvious. So how many episodes was she in the village?
You know, you were actually pretty accurate. It was episode 9, I think, or episode 10 that she returned. Hmm. Oh, yeah. At the end of episode 9, so the beginning of episode 10, she's back in South Korea. Yeah, con man had really interesting fashion. That's his iconic velvet.
Oh, velvet blazer.
Yeah. Totally ignorant.
Got no game. Got no game. Oh, what? 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 She was also in Switzerland? Wait, what? Did they know each other back then? No, obviously not. Hey, props to that CIA agent who came up with the phone idea.
Yeah, right? Yeah, taught him how to do it.
How romantic. Would you do that? Would you do paragliding?
It does look a lot of fun, but I mean, that twister tornado scene was not not very fun.
It's all because you and your company have donated the scholarship for them for a stable and regular basis. Yeah. Very talented. artist or participating in the concert.
They get the worst white dudes to act in these shows. I'm like,
right. That's great.
I really think I could act better than these guys. Yeah, right. It's just like, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yes, I can. I'll pass. I'll
for
pass.
Me, this is the most wonderful 2 weeks of the year.
Nice to hear.
I think they just like grab white dudes off the street, you know? Yeah. Like, hey.
I want to do it. Yeah.
All right.
Do we need a washroom break?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you're pretty spot on. I think when you were mentioning, oh, like what episode should be back in South Korea, you were close, very close.
Hey, I'll take correct. It. I'll take that.
Yeah, you're actually correct. I would say, yeah, episode 9, she crosses the border, end of it. We're gonna have to like, what else did I
ask? You asked the second lead syndrome or something like, what's that term?
Yeah, would you have second lead syndrome?
So who's the second lead to have syndrome about, you know?
Okay, so this one's interesting because I feel like there are second leads, but then from straight up, you just know they have like absolutely no chance whatsoever. and the second lead happens to be con man.
Okay.
Sung Jun. And
when you watched the series, did you have second lead syndrome?
No, because he also wasn't like, I didn't really like him as a character. So it was kind of just easy. It was like, oh, I don't have to feel swayed and like anxious and like upset.
Is it usually the male characters that are subject to second lead syndrome, or does it happen with the women characters, women leads?
Yeah, I feel like second lead is often attributed, I would say, to the male love interest, but the male lead will always have like, there will be some past lover or like prearranged fiance who will show up and kind of disturb the relationship. So that was Don.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see that coming at all. Like that was like, there was no indication of, I mean, maybe if I went back and looked in the first episode, maybe there was like some mention of it, because they did mention that Captain Ri Chung Hyuk. They did mention that he was from like a rich or elite family, so maybe there was something that was mentioned there, but otherwise there was like no indication of who or that somebody like her would show up. But obviously, 16 episodes, hour and a half each. I got to fill some of that time.
Yeah, I got to fill it up. Yeah, so I don't know. For me, it was kind of nice that I guess the two second leads, they had a relationship, though, a very tragic one. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought watching this, like, I thought she was like, gonna plan some kind of revenge. It seemed like that, and maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Like when she was I'm talking about Dawn, and then she was at the cafe with the sunglasses, but I guess it was more about like making amends, right? Yeah. Rather than, she said payback, I want payback or something, right?
I think of when she the sunglass scene where she meets with one of the, I guess gang members or whatever. She gets that information that helps with, I guess, getting Seri's second brother kind of.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, but it was like very kind of anticlimactic. It wasn't like, yeah, guns a blazing or anything.
Yeah, well, just... I mean, starting off the episode with a gunfight definitely felt like I was paragliding into. I definitely felt like I was crash landing into the episode.
Yeah.
Overall, you know, it's funny because I mentioned the other Korean drama that I had watched the entire thing of, and that also had a classically trained pianist storyline. But it took place in Vienna instead of Switzerland. So it's like, what do they all have this now? I don't think so. But what's going on here?
Yeah. Oh, I was also going to say, your other answers were also like pretty close. I mean, when I was like asking you, like, how do you think Siri is going to get back to South Korea? And... can you take a guess at how many attempts? Actually, that's a trivia question. I'll ask you that later.
Oh, okay. I have one last question then.
Okay.
Because I think we should do trivia. I had two questions. Okay.
Okay.
Which hairstyle do you prefer of Ri's?
Oh yeah.
Like Captain Ri or Chung Hyuk? Yeah. Like
Stylized.
Blow dryer style. You have to choose.
Oh, that's so hard.
It's harder than noodles and rice.
Oh, yeah, it is. I don't really like either of them.
Okay. Yeah. Potatoes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm gonna find another way to answer this, but I'm kind of a very lazy person and I don't like to use hair products, so probably Captain Ri.
Okay.
Do you have a preferred look?
I think I like the Captain Ri haircut. Not as like not that it aesthetically is a better haircut, but it I think it just fit him better. Like I don't know, to me, like the last scene, they didn't seem happy, so like I just was feeling some strain in that last like chalet scene, chalet picnic scene. Am I the only one? Because that's my last question is like, do you think it's going to work out? I don't think it's going to.
Yeah, it is very, it's a very bittersweet ending.
Yeah.
Because you kind of get, like in any K-drama, you would hope, besides I guess like more mellow dramatic series, you're watching because you want that happy ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one... I think the first time when I finished through, I was like, is this the ending we want?
Oh, okay. So you felt that way too, huh?
Yeah.
Was it more the circumstance? Like that it's like, oh, she gets like a 2-week handhold under the table?
Yeah, that and also like logistics, but you know, I'm like, can they still communicate during the year? Like, does he have to like... I don't know, send those schedule text messages for another year, or how do they meet? Like
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It is a little bit bittersweet. Should we do the trivia questions?
Yeah, we should definitely do the trivia questions. All right. So let's start. What was the first meal that Captain Ri cooked for Seri?
Oh my god. Well, it's got to be the noodles and nurongji, right? Something like that? that he left. Well, he left the menu on the or the recipe on the fridge, right?
Yeah. Okay, you got it right. But it was, I would say it was noodles and...
Noodles and rice.
No, it was just noodles first. Just noodles. Can watch it in the second episode.
Oh, it's in the second episode. Wait. He makes her food? Where? Yeah, in the village?
At his home. Everything's like he...
But his home is in the village, right?
Yeah, in the village. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I was like, no, not the village. In his home.
Okay, so that's where they kind of like meet up again.
Yeah. Okay. So you know how at the end of episode one, he like whisks her behind this like...
Oh, that's entrance. Right. That's yeah. right. That yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's his home, and yeah, she has to go. She has to be pretty like. Yeah, she has to go under an alias, and she lives like with him.
I might watch some of the village stuff because I'm curious about how that all kind of like played out. Yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of a missing out feeling actually. Now that I kind of like rescind it that I feel okay about that I skipped some of it. Like kind of like the family intrigue stuff is like you know, but some of the other things like the village stuff and the village crew, the his squadron, like that would be fun to watch, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of like really tender scenes, and I would say yeah, that's what made the show for me. That's like sometimes I was like upset because I was like, okay, they're important too, and mm-hmm. it's not about these lovebirds only. How many tries did it take for them to get Sari to cross the border back to South Korea?
How many?
Or how many? Or if yeah, I don't know. Or I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, since you're asking, it's got to be more than one. So three. So like the, but it doesn't sound like the like. So she was in a coma in this episode or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that is like episode 16 and she came back in 9 or 10. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to say three. Two.
Wait, I have to count two. I was like, wait, I know the answer, but why does it?
No. I'll say three.
Okay. I think. That was a bad question because I'm like, oh, I know the answer, but I'm gonna have to say it out loud. Yes. Okay. So first time they try to through the boat route, it didn't work. Second time was they were, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I guess it was three. Yeah, second time they were going with the whole track team. The track team.
Oh, like, okay.
She was gonna do the same thing. But then she missed her her flight, and that's like very dramatic. So, also highly recommend watching it.
Oh, a missed flight, of course. Yes,
missed flight, and yes. Then the third time is. It's four. The third time is your guess, actually, because the whole thing was, con man was they met in, they end up meeting and he's like, oh, okay, if we can get married, I can get you out of here. But then she chooses to leave him. Yeah.
Huh? What?
So, okay. You know how you were like guessing that, oh, he's going to be involved.
He's going to help
her get her out there. So originally she thought that was a good plan because she was like, yeah, you know, I just need to get home. He's going to help me. But the thing is, this is happening really close to the missed flight kind of setup. And I'll just say Captain Reedy is not in a very good condition. So she ends up choosing him over leaving and crossing the border.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the fourth time is like the success of her getting back home. And that is like... I would say one of the top scenes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay, don't tell me how they do it though.
Okay. Okay. Do you think that this drama was based off of a true story or not?
Oh. Oh, that's a good question. I'm gonna say I mean, how much of it, right? Like,
yeah.
It's almost like if you're asking, then it's got to be true. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I don't think somebody did somebody paraglide in? Probably not.
No.
But somebody falling in love with some officer.
Okay,
I would say yes.
Yeah, but can we actually backpedal to the previous previous question? Actually, the answer should be five. Because she, okay, after the boat incident doesn't happen, she tries to paraglide her way back.
Oh, okay.
And obviously it doesn't work. And okay. He's there and yeah, they have their moment there, but yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's like, pretty good. No, that's a lot. That's a way more than I would expect because so that's almost like she almost tries every episode until it works, mm-hmm. which I guess makes sense.
Okay, so back to the true or false. You're right. The premise was inspired by actually a South Korean actress, Jung Yang. So apparently So apparently in 2008, like her boat was swept away and apparently it crossed the border between north and south. Yeah, I actually didn't really know about this. Did you hear about it?
But so okay, but then the actress was in a boat and so did she make it back or what?
So I think it, like her and whoever was on the boat was rescued after it landed. I think they ended up being rescued. I don't think any of that romance or drama happened. Yeah, I think it was just it from what I'm reading, it seems like they crossed the border, and that was like the big drama.
Like a maritime border. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Inspired.
So ripped from the headlines.
Yeah, inspired all of this. Yeah. Okay. Next question. So when Sari is in the village, there's like various things that she has to do to get accustomed to the lifestyle there and also to, you know, blend in with everyone. She gets a haircut. What is the name of her haircut?
Oh. The name of her haircut. Is it Saudade? No? Okay.
No.
Just because when she showed up with the cosmetics, she said that word. I was like, okay, that's weird. Like that they're talking about that. So I'm like, oh, maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
So she got the goodbye haircut. I think when she goes to the salon, she's like given.
Okay, so in this last episode, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I got it. Nice.
They do. There's a lot of like circling back. So guess it's so not. Like,
yeah, you can read. You it's like they have their flashbacks, but then you have your own flashbacks of like other references and stuff, right?
Yeah, so this is not a trivia question, but just like Sari got between like a bullet, you know, I guess between like, yeah, a gun and Captain Ri, he also did something similar for her like episodes earlier.
God, what?
Yeah.
How many times did they get shot?
Yeah. There's a lot of shooting. I was actually pretty shocked at the violence this drama. I think that even in this last episode, we were shocked at that scene where his dad shoots.
The
director was like, oh yeah, startling. I think the last time Captain Reed meets his older brother gives him a gift. What is that gift?
A black turtleneck, clearly. Black turtleneck. No. The camera.
Okay, that's actually a pretty good question. I mean, good answer, but it's a watch. And okay, so this watch.
I didn't see any watches. I didn't see any watches in the episodes I saw.
Yeah. So essentially this watch ends up having to be like, is it the other way around that he actually gave? Okay, so sorry. I think Captain Reed gave his brother the watch. Yes. Sorry. I clearly don't remember this drama. Okay, Captain Reed gave this. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to ask the question again. Sorry. Captain Reed gave a watch to his older brother. The watch ends up getting, I don't know, ends up in a pawn shop. And Sari actually ends up buying that watch.
What?
And gifting it back to
what?
Him.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Okay. You know, you're in it, you're in the world, but just sometimes it really stretches but okay.
Okay. Okay, but the watches play a really important part because there's like, okay, I won't, if you're going to watch the 14 episodes, I'll keep that to myself.
Okay.
All right. So where did, okay. So Captain Reed, before he was Captain Reed, where was he and what was he doing?
Well, he was a piano prodigy studying in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, so that was easy. Maybe.
Is there more? It's like that. If you're asking, there must be more.
No. Yeah, no, you are correct. He was just, a piano student, and the whole thing was he was able to live the life that he wanted, and his brother, you know, was, you know, a captain and was falling under his father, and then well, I guess on that, how did his brother like die?
He jumped off a bridge because that's when he saw her. He knew that. Oh, this is so bad. I think he committed suicide. Then what else could, oh, a landmine.
I don't know if you want one more guess.
I have no more guesses.
Okay. I was gonna give you a clue, but you know, do you remember in the first episode that like very scary military vehicle with the very sharp? Yeah. So essentially, Commander Cho was behind it. And
what?
I think it was like a similar thing where, you know, he's obviously super corrupt, and obviously Captain Reed's brother is also a very, respectable person. And I guess he was going to like out him for something. Or there was something that happened. And yeah, that vehicle. Yeah, it was another kind of like sabotage kind of.
Oh, man. Yeah, event. That guy's bad news.
Yeah, he's bad news. So it wasn't just there's like a lot. Like that guy has like a long list of things he did wrong. But so this show was, you know, rated the highest Korean drama show in 2020. And when the finale came out, the streaming website in this country crashed because there's just like too many people wanting to watch it. Which country did this happen to?
I don't know. It's got to be something with low bandwidth. So North Korea.
No.
Canada?
I guess close. China.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So this did really well there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it, yeah, the streaming site where you can watch the show, it crashed.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think this was a fun experiment. We from the beginning, backstory, we always said we'd do some weird things. So try out new things. So this was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, Aram. But I guess now you have an extra 21 hours of your time. So what are you going to do with that time?
I'm going to take up paragliding.
Wait, have you ever gone paragliding before?
Hell no. I would not do that. I would not do paragliding. I don't think so.
No.
Backstory Podcast is presented by the Toronto Real Asian International Film Festival. It's written and hosted by Kelly Loy and Aram Collier. Produced and edited by Sungwoo Beck. For more information about the show and the festival, please visit our website at realasian.com. And if you're itching to connect with us, you're always welcome to write us at backstory@realasian.com.